No.
All right, Brian, second place tonight, or what they also call first loser. First of all, let's talk about the positive side of things. You were starting up front, and you missed the big melee behind you. I was going to ask you, I guess I can't even bother asking you what you saw, because you didn't see anything I wouldn't think. Then on the restart, you're following the 01 car for a while. Then you kind of caught him in traffic, and you got the lead.
Yeah, I mean, we were right from the get-go. I was faster than Dan, I tried once to get underneath him, and I think it was lap two. I was like, just was content to ride because I knew Timmy was a couple car lengths behind. He wasn't pushing the issue, and then we had all those cautions, you know. And the last restart that we had, I had been staying right on him in case he bobbled, but I didn't care. So I went ahead and I let him do his thing and just let the tires get up to temperature, and I was just waiting because he almost came to a complete stop in one and two. And I knew all I had to do was just, when I was ready to go. And I saw the lap traffic, and I'm like, it's the easiest way to do it, and just drove up underneath him and right underneath whoever it was. So
I was going to say, was it a matter of what lane to pick, or was your car running better on either inside or outside tonight?
Early, up until lap 60, it was okay. It was pretty decent on the outside, but, I mean, our car was a little bit tight coming out. It was a little bit free getting in towards the end. But overall, the car was good. I mean, this is... We have forward bite. We didn't have any forward bite since we wrecked, 4 or 5 weeks ago. So I feel that the car is where it was at the beginning of the year. So we've chased the track a little bit. We found a few things, and, you know, now we can at least go 50, 75, and 100 lap, or I think, and be competitive. So we've got to get 200 down.
Now the downside of things. You had the lead for a while, looked good, and then you ran into some lap traffic yourself.
It was just as I came up on Clay. You know, he runs just... just a good enough line that's hard to bury it to come out underneath him out of two or out of four, and going around him, he has just a little bit higher line going into three. It's just very tough. And then that was about the point where my car started to free up. So a couple times I even went a little bit higher into one to come underneath him. I couldn't pinch it down because the car was kicking out on me. So, and then Otto got by. I followed him. And
yeah, you're able to keep up with him, which was, you know... Not a normal thing, I would say, but then he kind of lost you getting in traffic.
Yeah, I would have had to get him in lap traffic because if we were just running by ourselves, I could have stayed glued to his tail. It would have been hard as hell to get around him again. He, once in a while, would go a little bit high out of two, and that would have been my only chance if we were just the two of us. But with lap traffic, it's just, you know, you pick whatever groove is opening up and go with it.
You chalk it up to experience of Otto.
I started racing with him back in the Limiteds, and back then he had already been driving for 400 years. So, I mean, collectively between the Limiteds and Supers, this is probably my 50th race of period, so I don't have as much experience. So, it'll come, hopefully.
Finally, who do you have to thank tonight for your near win?
Oh, my God. Honestly, this short little guy sitting here, we talk all the time about chassis, and the more we have worked things out, and I have a tendency to want the car at night to think it's going to be perfect. Well, 2 weeks ago, we ran pretty good, and I kind of rode the first 50 laps, and the more and more we talked, we just have gone more and more towards the Titan drive side, because you can't get around anybody if you can't hit the gas, and so we've come a long way. Now that we know which direction and what we're doing, I think we're going to be able to make a lot more ground, so...
You know, I've heard a couple announcements here and there throughout the year. You're still looking for sponsorship. Is that still true?
Absolutely.
Or you're always looking for sponsorship?
Yeah, I'm sure everybody is. We have not, in all the years I've raced, only had one sponsor. So this year in particular, it's been really hard. I mean, we did this before, but it's more than twice as expensive. As a matter of fact, we talked about it. If I had gotten in any type of decent jingle, we were probably going to have to sit a week out. I just don't have... You know, that kind of money. I've depleted all of my resources at this point. So this win, or this second place, helps a lot as far as, you know, being able to put a little extra money towards the debt that I've got. So sponsor would be great, and hopefully these runs will keep coming, so it'll benefit whoever might want to help us. So.